By now, you may have seen the images from the border. Migrants from Haiti corralled like cattle by American agents, and wading across a swollen Rio Grande, sometimes with children on their shoulders. If they make it over, they're not likely to stay, as the Biden administration is deporting hundreds of migrants back to Haiti every day. For more, we have CNN correspondent Matt Rivers. He's on a bit of a dodgy phone line on the Mexican side of the river, but we have him. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well. Tell me what you see today. A lot of attempted crossings over into Texas?
It's been really interesting over the last few days because, you know, migrants have been able to go back and forth between the U.S. and Mexico. There's encampments on both sides. And what we've seen from law enforcement officials are that basically they're allowing people to go from one encampment to the other. We've seen a rope that's been strung across the river that migrants have actually been using to go back and forth.
And they're going back and forth, sorry to interrupt, to get supplies, to get food. Why would they cross over and back?
Exactly. So what's happening is, from what we're hearing from these migrants, is that it's very difficult on the U.S. side, or at least it has been over the past few days, to get kind of basic supplies, food, water, charging stations. There's no electricity for them to charge their phones. We spoke to one mother who actually came here to Mexico because she could get diapers. And what some people are doing is they come here to Mexico, they stay for a couple of hours, and then they go back to the U.S. encampment. Other people have come here to Mexico to stay and say the conditions were so bad on the U.S. side that they would rather go through immigration proceedings here in Mexico and apply for asylum here in Mexico than go back to the U.S. So what we know from Mexican immigration officials is that there's roughly 600 people, according to their latest estimates, on this side of the border. There's more than 2,000 on the U.S. side of the border after a peak of nearly 15,000 or so a few days ago. So the numbers have gone down as both countries process these migrants, either by deporting them or letting them into the country with various sorts of asylum claims.
Matt, you posted a video of a man who got pulled downstream, didn't seem like he was a very able swimmer. And tell me about that and how easy or hard it is to cross over the water.
Yeah, so at this point of the Rio Grande, water levels can you know, go up quite quickly because further upstream, there are a series of dams that do have regularly scheduled water releases. But of course, you know, these are migrants who just arrived here. They're not familiar with the water tables of the Rio Grande. And what happened when we saw that man is he went across and there was a part of the river that was clearly deep. The current had increased substantially and he got swept downstream. And it was a kind of a hold your breath moment for those of us watching because three or four migrants dove in after him. But ultimately it was the U.S. Border Patrol that was also watching that had to throw a lifeline to him and they threw him a rope and they were able to pull him ashore. And that is a very different image from what we've seen earlier with those widely circulated images from a few days ago where U.S. Border Patrol agents were on horseback corralling migrants who were trying to cross. But it just gives you a sense of this is not a black and white situation. This is a very difficult situation for all involved, including law enforcement agencies on both sides. And I think, you know, when it comes to people crossing back and forth, no one is doing this because they want to, because it's fun. And we should add, there are a lot of families here. I have seen countless children put on their parents' shoulders as they walk across. As one father told me, he came across to get baby wipes. Because he said he was having a hard time keeping his kids clean on the U.S. side.
Matt, you're talking to some of these families, some of whom have come all the way up from Brazil to make this trek to get to the border. What did they tell you about why they're doing this?
The vast majority of Haitians have not left Haiti recently to come here, despite what your listeners would have heard recently in the news about the earthquake there and the presidential assassination a few months ago. The people that will leave Haiti because of those events, and make no mistake, they will, they haven't had time to arrive here yet. The people that are here, many cases left Haiti 3, 4, 5 years ago after other events due to poverty, violence, natural disasters. And it's really within the last year or two during this pandemic when closures, economic hardship really have affected South America that these people have decided to make the very difficult journey up here. And I hesitate to say that, you know, there's one reason why everyone left, because each migrant has an individual story, of course. Mm. But I think if you were to kind of paint with a broader brush, people are just looking for economic opportunity. I mean, that's the overarching theme of all of this, is people say we're just looking to create a better life for ourselves in a way that we can't in Chile or Ecuador or Brazil or even here in Mexico. And they're willing to go put their families through these horrific conditions in order to do so, only to be met here in the U.S. in many cases with being flown back to a country that many of them haven't been in years. And in the case of small children, these kids have never even been to Haiti, and yet they're going to get flown back there. So a very difficult situation for these migrants, I think.
That's Matt Rivers, CNN correspondent, today reporting from the Mexican side of the border. Matt, thanks for the time.
Thanks so much for having me.